This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, being part of the process, if you would. Because it is a process to put this, not just to put the show together, but to get you the information you're looking for. You know, I mean, I want to be, listen, I need to be informed too. You're not the only one. You know, I look to other people for information. I look to other commentators to see what they're doing and see where they're getting their information. Sometimes I go to the same places they go to for the information. But I hope to give you stuff that you can work with or information you can. Stop spewing the tweets, right? I mean, you get these. I hear people start talking about stuff, and it's the same tweets, it's the same talking points, the same ones that we get mad at that the Democrats do or the lefties do. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot we can work with. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, later on in the show, we're going to have John Lott will join us, and we're going to talk about some of the, you know, the numbers that you've been hearing about how violent we are, how bad it is, how out of control it is. They're just not true. They're just flat out not true. And, you know, it's you can go to one source. I go to sources on the far left. I go to sources on the far right. And I go to ones that are right down the middle. Because the truth is somewhere in there. And you start looking at where they get their information, and you check that out as well. So, when you're trying to get information pulled together, you do have to use more than one source. I love going to the Huffington Post. Because I know chances are, it's probably 180 degrees from what they say it is. So I love going to the Huffington Post looking for information. Same thing with the Washington Post. That's always a lot of fun, too. Alright, so this weekend, I hear. But this weekend, the Democratic Socialists met, which is great. They spent more time talking about what they were triggered about and gendered language and, you know, what was right and what was wrong. And before they could start talking and some of the things they, I mean, the word comrade was used consistently. I mean, I don't think these people really understand what they're buying into. No, I mean that sincerely. You know, you got one young American. What is it? The Young Americans Against Socialism should get an Emmy for the video that they filmed at a recent Democratic Socialist of America conference. I don't know how they get away with it. I mean, the security was pretty tight. Matter of fact, if this is the security that the socialists have, we're going to win every battle. Now, it seems like a comrade, James Jackson of Sacramento, who goes by the pronoun he, him, had a big problem with the fellow socialists. He says, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who is very, very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chattering going on. I can't take it. Hopefully he doesn't have a gun. See, I can see, if you think about the people that are involved in their group, with their tribe, if you would, is what I love to say. Right? I mean, I could see why we don't want them to have guns. I could see why we're afraid of these people, afraid of them having any kind of weapon that might be dangerous to them or anyone else. I mean, I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. They scare me, for God's sakes. And they probably don't have guns. They would be afraid of them. But I thought, you know, there's some clips here I thought we could have some fun with that you want to listen to. Some of you may have already heard them, but you guys, I mean, these are one of those things where it's like a comedy album. You never really get sick of hearing it. I mean, I love the way they refer to each other as comrade. Right? At one point, one guy yells out, "Hey, stop using gendered language." Right? I mean, you can tell this person is in a lot of mental anguish over this. Right? Others didn't really give him much attention. Because they're referring to... See, here's the thing with this. Here's the problem that they have. He may want to be called he, him, they, them, whatever terminologies they want to use. But if I want to be called Mister, I should be able to call Mister, right? I mean, isn't that what they're all about? Call me the pronoun I want to be called. Well, if I want to be called Mister, you need to call me Mister. He. Right? That guy. James Jackson of Sacramento, he, him, said, "I have already asked people to be mindful of the chatter of their comrades." Now, you can hear him in his voice. I'll play it in a minute. You can hear him in his voice. Actually, I'll play it after the break. That's the best time to do it. He's getting a little nuts. I'm hoping he doesn't have a gun or a knife or anything along those lines. Because now the heckling and the hissing is now starting to bother him. And, by the way, they don't clap. No. They do the hands up thing, which I don't even know what that's about. Right? They put their hands up and they kind of wave them. Is that like a beatnik kind of thing from the 60s? Seriously, I don't understand. But again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. This is exactly what I keep going after. And I know some of you are really mad at me. I got a couple emails the other day. You got mad at me for picking on, calling out, talking about parents. I don't know who raised these kids. I mean, if it wasn't parents, who raised the government? Did you allow the schools to actually raise your children? Who taught them that the word or the term comrade was okay? Who taught them that socialism was great? I mean, did you talk to them at all about what was going on? Did you talk to them at all about why your uncle was overseas fighting in World War II? Did you talk to them about any of that stuff? Are we that far removed from those wars that these people don't understand? How many millions of people were killed, not in the name of religion, but in the name of communism, in the name of socialism? You will get to hear some of these scary people on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, right? And here's the deal. Some of you asked me if I went all communist on you. But if you'd pay attention, if you'd listen, you'd know, no, that's not what happened. Look, I got a shirt on. See? Some of you can see it. Some of you can't because you're on radio, right? It says, Russia made me do it. Red shirts with white print or black shirts with white print. And during the commercials, you can see them up behind me. But here's the deal. Since everybody is blaming Russia, I wanted to get in on the fun. Okay? So if you want to pre-order a shirt, and I promise you I'm going to keep them under $20, but if you want to pre-order a shirt, send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and let me know that you're interested in one of the Russia shirts. You know, you want black or red, the size you want, and I will get back to you and let you know when they're going to be available. It'll be very soon. And there's no reason why you shouldn't wear them around. You shouldn't be afraid of these shirts, okay? Because the reality is that since the Dems are blaming everything on Russia, why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't we? Just saying. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Okay, the Democrat National Socialist Dingleberries, I don't even know how to say this. They had a convention. I guess it was a convention. You know, the base of the way they were talking to each other, I think I'd almost call it a slugfest more than anything else. Because they really weren't on each other's side. It looked like they were more attacking each other than anything else. You know, I mean, again, I'm not in their group. They don't really know. But let's check it out. You're gonna hear what these people had to say. These are the snowflakes I keep talking about. If these are the people that are coming after us, if these are the people that are fighting us, don't worry about it. You got nothing, as they say, you got nothing to worry about, period. Let's take a listen. Don't you love it when
a personal privilege? Yeah. Guys, first of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Hold on, I want to start that from the beginning, because one of the things he starts with is a point of personal privilege. I thought they didn't have that right. You know, it's all about me. Oh, hello, me? Point of my personal privilege? Here, listen.
Right. Quick point of privilege. Quick point of personal privilege. Yeah. Guys, first of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him. I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Please, can we just, I know it's we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Okay, is there a speaker against name?
What's on? Thank you, comrade. Thank you, comrade. You must sit down now.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Okay.
Now what? What are you going to do now? You can't use he, him. Right? But this is my joke. They're so confused from within. They don't even know how to deal with each other. Come on, work it through in your head. They really can't, right? Because you got a whole group of them on the left that don't want gender, nothing. You can't refer to gender at all, right? Gender neutral. Everything has to be gender neutral. And yet, you got a whole other group that says, no. We're allowed to have genders, but we'll choose from one of the 78 different genders there are, 79, however there are. And you can't tell us any different. So, really, truly, if we conservatives would just sit on the outside and throw little smoke bombs in, right? Just kind of poke them a little. They'll eat each other up. You won't have to worry about it. But it didn't end there. There's more.
Quick point of privilege once again. Hi, James Jackson, Sacramento DSA.
It's me, James. I have to be heard. You have to know that it bothers me.
He, him. I have already asked people to be mindful of the chat.
Now listen to him. Listen to him as his anxiety starts to grow. This should scare you. You know, thank God he doesn't believe in guns. Thank God he doesn't own a gun.
Of their comrades who are sensitive to sensory overload, and that goes...
I don't have any comrades, so I don't know what he would do with or for me.
...to sensory overload, and that goes double for the heckling and the hissing. It is also triggering to my anxiety. Like, so be comradely isn't just for, like, you know, let's keep things civil or whatever. It's so that people aren't...
Did he just say being comradely? Is that... Somebody look that up. Is that a real word? Being, yes, comrade. You're not being very comradely. Is that like friendly? Although, look up the word, you fool.
Going to get triggered and so that it doesn't affect their performance as a delegate, okay? Your need to express yourself is important, but your need to express yourself should not trump or over...
It's the word trump. Boy, talk about being triggered. Half the place has exploded, right? I mean, think about it. This is like snowflake on steroids. Right? First of all, they're calling each other comrade, which I just find delicious. It is wonderful. And then on top of that, they're triggering each other at an event that shouldn't be an issue. They're all supposed to be on the same page. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, the more you hear this stuff, the more you have to laugh. And again, I'm not making fun of people who... Well, maybe I am to a degree. Seriously. We've been taught for decades, you know, that it's he, it's she. When you say you don't identify as a he or a she, male or female, Y or X, where are you getting these terms? What science are you basing? Because if you're basing on what you feel between your ears, like because you believe it's true, it has to be true, that's a problem. That means that it's, look, first chapter of my book, you want to talk about somebody who called it? I've been calling it for years, but I actually wrote it down in 2016. Absolutes? Absolutely not. That's the very first chapter of the book. All right? And what I say in the book is basically the left cannot have any absolutes, because if you have absolutes, then you have an absolute right, you have an absolute wrong. You have an absolute yes and an absolute no. You have an absolute real, a truth, and an absolute lie. They can't do that. It just screws with their narrative. Look what you saw just now. Look what you heard just now. These people consider themselves woke, in their words. They're well-educated. They're part of the elite. Don't let them tell any different, because they are. They believe themselves to be. And they can't even decide on what to call each other. Joe Mateen, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mateen here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news this hour as we learn former President Jimmy Carter back in the hospital. He's taken from his home in Plains, Georgia, and admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. The Carter Center saying he's having a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain stemming from his recent falls. Carter is 95 years old. In other news, President Trump making history, becoming the first sitting president to speak at the Veterans Day parade in New York City.
Just a few weeks ago, American Special Forces raided the ISIS compound and brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Thanks to American warriors, al-Baghdadi is dead. His second in charge is dead. We have our eyes on number three. His reign of terror is over.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And let's not waste a whole bunch of time, because I don't get much time with the guy anyhow, and I only have him on the show every once in a while. John Lott joins me. The week of gun discussion, and I don't know why we have to wait for all of this, but, you know, I've got a guy that I've had on a couple of times, and he is an expert in this area. John Lott joins me. He's the president of Crime Prevention Research Center. Now, Crime Prevention Research Center was founded by John, an economist and world-recognized expert on guns and crime. Lott has held research or teaching positions at various academic institutions, including the University of Chicago, Yale University, the Wharton School of University of Pennsylvania, Stanford University, and Rice University. Was the chief economist at the United States Sentencing Commission during 1988 and 1989. He's currently a contributor to The Hill newspaper, columnist for Fox News and townhall.com. John, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, I know you're getting pulled all over the place. Look, I just want to hit on some of the key issues, because every time this happens, there's a knee-jerk reaction to try to fix something that you can't fix with one sweeping law. Matter of fact, in my feeble little mind, I think you could fix it by just enforcing the current laws we already have. So I'm going to start at the 80,000 foot level and work my way down. The president basically has asked Congress to come back in the session and pass these red flag laws. Good, bad? You got a problem with the red flag laws? You see it as a bad thing or a good thing?
Everybody wants to try to prevent people who might go and commit a crime in the future from getting a gun.
Right.
The problem is just how do you guess whether somebody's going to commit a crime? That you may actually do more damage and harm by having these types of laws. So, for example, the way I would normally describe these laws is they're kind of like the old Tom Cruise movie Minority Report without the psychics helping out to try to figure out whether somebody is going to commit a crime or not. You have relatively low standards of evidence that are required. Somebody can go, whether they're relative or somebody else who might be concerned about the individual and want to make sure that they, and it's not really focusing on mental illness. You already have laws that deal with mental illness issues. Basically, they're the Baker Act type provisions.
Right.
And in fact, only one of these cases, only one of these laws actually have even the term mental illness even mentioned in their provisions. What they're just looking at primarily is just people generally that may go and commit crime. And I participated for a little while on a state uniform law commission that was looking into trying to figure out whether or not to adopt a model, national law for this, for different states to follow. There was testimony or discussion from people in different states that already had these laws in effect for a while. And you go and you ask them, okay, so what do you look for in trying to predict whether somebody is going to commit these crimes? And they would say, well, we look at past criminal records. We look at age. We look at gender. Young males are more likely to go and commit crime than older males. Older males are more likely to go and commit suicide. And so they take those things into account. My question after I heard this kind of testimony was basically, we already have laws on the books that that based on your criminal history, will ban you from being able to own a gun. So, for example, if you are a felon, even if you're a nonviolent felon, you're banned for life from owning a gun. If you are domestic violence misdemeanor, you're banned under federal law from being able to go and own a gun. And in many states, like California, for example, virtually any misdemeanor will get you banned for life from owning a gun in California. And so my response was, well, look, so why don't you just change that? Why don't you just say, misdemeanor convictions or something like that? So no, what they really want is they want to have it so that people who are, arrested but not convicted or have a complaint against them that are not even arrested.
Right.
And that's really lowering the standards a lot. I mean, And my own guess is they don't want to make that explicit, the rules, because if they make it explicit, I think the courts will strike the laws down. Because if you lose a fundamental right simply because somebody's complained, and there's not even enough evidence to get you arrested, let alone convicted, I think the courts would look quite with a jaundiced eye on that.
John,
they don't want to make it explicit.
Let me interrupt you for a second, because the young guy, what I refer to, the young animal that did the Parkland shooting, I mean, didn't the police were at his house 17, 18, 19, 20 times because of violence, and people around him knew he had an issue. We see this over and over again. The guy that whose manifesto I read, very, very dark place. These last two shootings, people around them saw evidence of mental illness, and it seems like that's a word you can never use with guns. Is there any safeguard?
Yeah, here's the problem, and that is I think it's a lot easier to do Monday morning quarterbacking than it is to kind of see these things beforehand. They're like, look, here's somebody like Nicholas Cruz, who was really a problematic guy. I mean, he had like tons of red flags out there. But that's a pretty unusual case. I think a lot of these things, it's just more obvious afterwards than it is beforehand. I'll give you an example. You look at the mass public shooters over the last few decades, or a couple decades, and almost half of them were actually seeing mental health care professionals shortly before they engaged in their attacks, and yet in not one single case did these mental health care professionals identify the individuals as a danger to themselves or others. One of the problems that you have is people who have of the general population, and they also tend to be more likely to be victims of violent crime than the general population. And so taking away somebody's weapons and making them so that they can't protect themselves, for most of them, would be a mistake to go and do that. But look, I think there's even another problem with this, and that is you may end up accomplishing the opposite of what you'd like to do. So I have a good friend of mine, husband, was murdered in front of her by a stalker. And she was obviously extremely depressed. Here you have a woman who's been stalked. Her husband's been murdered. She has real concerns about her safety. You have a situation where
I know who you're talking about. I've interviewed her. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The problem is if she thought that going and talking to somebody, that somebody well-meaning might say, well, you know, she's really depressed, I'm worried about her, maybe we should take away her gun, that would cause her to be afraid of talking to other people. Because she's afraid, then that she won't be able to go and protect herself.
Right.
And what does that do if you can't go and talk to people about your concerns or about being depressed? This is not somebody like her. You look at police officers, for example. Police officers see a pretty dark side of humanity, and it's not uncommon for police officers to be depressed because of their job. Well, what happens if police officers, when they get depressed, just can't go and talk to people about the concerns that they have? Does that really help them out? I mean, just talking to somebody, even not even a mental health care expert, can be useful for people when they get depressed. And so by bottling it up and making it so that people are unable or fearful of sharing their concerns, because if you're a police officer and you get your gun taken away from you, that's your job. It's your job.
Yeah. So you
can really create a lot more problems than you saw.
All right. When you talk about this, John, and you talk about the issues that are going on in this country, you know, I hear about how we're the most violent country with guns. I don't believe any of that. I've done a little bit of my own research. You're the expert here, but even a little bit of research I've done, no, we're not the most violent country in the planet. You know, when we come back, we'll talk more with John about, you know, are we the most violent? What are the numbers? He obviously knows more about them than any of us do. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. John Law joins me after the break as well. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You must be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution, basically. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Get involved, get engaged. The only way to put it, just get involved, get engaged. And that way that you get informed, you make sure that you are, you're part of the process to fix things. There are a lot of people that don't see it that way. They just want to, be what I lovingly, as I always said that, lovingly refer to as, Facebook warriors. And it's great. It's okay to, get in a conversation with somebody on Facebook. I wouldn't get in fights with these people because they're not the swiftest people in the world. But I wouldn't get in fights with them. But if you get information, you're not just spewing party line. That's the part that makes me crazy. Don't spew the party line. Spew what's going on. Get information. Spew truth. Hit them with bits and pieces of things. You know what I mean?
Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. We've got a gubernatorial candidate who's decided he's not going to dance around. I love this about these kind of guys. He's not going to dance around anything. Here's the reality. Here's what's all about. And here's what I stand for. Here you go. Amen. Have a nice day. So in a video that he released on Thursday, Republican gubernatorial candidate in Louisiana made a list of truths in establishing himself firmly against abortion and recognition of some gender identities. The commercial starts off with, here's the truth. Life begins at conception. Government is too big. Our taxes are too high. He goes on to say other stuff, too. This is Representative Ralph Abraham. He continued that facts matter more than feelings. The Second Amendment, well, that's self-explanatory. He says, and as a doctor, I can assure you, there are only two genders. Okay? And that one, he said, he gave a little chuckle, which is exactly what I would have done. Abraham is currently a third-term congressman representing Louisiana's 5th District, also revealed strong support for Donald Trump. Now, in Congress, Abraham has supported Trump's administration goals, such as enacting the travel ban, repealing the Affordable Care Act, and stripping funding for the so-called sanctuary cities. He says President Trump is doing a great job. Abraham has worked as a veterinarian, a family physician, and was a member of the Army National Guard. He touts his conservative Christian values as influencing, he says, everything I do. See, this is what I've been trying to tell some of the candidates that are running for office in California. Don't be them. Be you. No, not those cliches, be true to yourself, my truth, your truth, his truth. That's not what I mean by that. If you're a conservative Christian, you have Christian values, and that's how you brought up your family, and that's how you see, that's your worldview, without being nasty about it, make sure it's your worldview when you're running for office. Don't change. See, when you change and you water stuff down, then they can nail you. They can get to you. But when you keep your principles, and then you get elected, you will get elected. When you keep your principles, you can say, hey, they knew what I was about before I got elected. So I didn't do anything new. I didn't make any changes. And they knew exactly who they were voting for. Have fun with that. No, seriously. And then you have to support these people. Look, some of you OGs, you know, old guards around here, you know you've heard me say this before. I'm on a school board in Southern California. Yes, a conservative Christian Republican on a school board in Southern California. And they've wanted me removed a couple of times. They can't figure out how I got elected. But I've never changed. I do the same thing I always do. We're not in a strong conservative Christian area. But I've been the chairman of the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast for the last 15 years. The local prayer breakfast, right? So you can be who you are. You can hold your principles. But you have to hold strong to those principles. And you can't back away from them at election time. It's that simple. And, you know, I don't know, he didn't mention this, but Louisiana, they passed a heartbeat law. Now, that's a heavy Democrat state. And yet they were able to pull it off because those Democrats down there, a lot of them have some religious background. A lot of them are not hardcore left-wing Democrat wackoids. He goes on to say, I like this part about him. He actually, he's definitely not a green guy, apparently. He often commutes to Washington piloting his own SR-20 series plane. He has been named Top Gun for the U.S. Air Force Auxiliary's Congressional Squadron. He has played an active role in controlling Louisiana's spending problems by requesting an investigation into his own state for possible financial and oversight in Medicaid. Now, Abraham, who was featured on a recent cover of Civil Air Patrol magazine, has over 3,500 hours either of fixed-wing airplane or helicopter. He flies search and rescue. I mean, this guy is the kind of community guy you want involved. And I went down the road of me being on a school board to say a couple things to you. One is, when you help somebody get elected, do not abandon them. This guy will get elected because of his principles, and they'll set him loose to do the right thing. And then when heat starts to come in, or he can't get something accomplished because we don't pay attention, then the conservative Christian is going to go say, hey, what are you doing? And I'm going to look at you, if I'm him, and say, well, where were you? I needed more than just your vote. I needed you supporting me. I needed you writing letters. I needed you sending faxes or emails. I say the same thing to my people when something hot is coming up. I let them know what's happening, and I say, you can come in and support, or if you don't show up, it's a representative government. Whoever shows up are the people I'm representing. So if you guys stay in the game, you stay involved, you stay engaged, you show up to help with the fight, then we can make a difference. If you leave me there to drown and flounder on my own, that's what's going to happen. Tammy will tell you, I'm willing to fight it through. I'm willing to take whatever shots they throw at me. And I will go down if that's what it takes alone. But man, when you guys show up, when parents show up, when they open their mouths, when they say something, things change. And don't say, I don't know, because all the meetings, everything are public. Everything. And it all starts local. You've heard it. All politics are local, right? Start with the dog catcher and move its way up. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Always appreciate the time that you're on the air with us, making comments and all that. You know, I should save this till next week till Corey shows up, because I am sure he'd be able to talk all three segments around this. But recently a white teacher was told that people of color can't be racist. And Corey always says, and again, this is, if you don't like what's being said, take it up with him. Corey always says, yeah, okay, right. He says that people of color are among the most racist that there are. Now, again, I don't know if that's true or not, right? I mean, I know a lot of black folks. I know a lot of Hispanic folks, too. I don't see it that much. I feel the resentment sometimes when in a conversation, not towards me, but towards how they've been treated. But I don't feel the racism. But I know a lot of white people, too, that aren't racist. According to the story, only white people can be racist, according to the presentation delivered to the public school teachers in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's just the way it is. Hamilton County School Board member Rhonda Thurman said, I was appalled to hear this. First of all, I was very much offended by this. Somebody came in from out of town that I don't know. They don't know me. They don't know. And I love that. I love when you sit down, even with another white person, and they say, you're inherently racist. You have to be because you're white. I want to look at them and go, you're an idiot. You have to be because you're white. I mean, this is how ridiculous the statement is. You don't know me. You don't know anything about my family. You don't know anything about my history, my past, or whatever. You are probably committing the most mortal sin you can commit. You look at my skin color, and you decide that I have to be a racist. Isn't that just as hateful as somebody looking at your skin color and going, you're black, you must be ignorant, you must be shiftless, you must be lazy. Right? Isn't it the same level of ignorance and hate? So I'm your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. People, have a great rest of the weekend. Enjoy yourself. Don't do anything stupid. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.